Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Caitlin. How may I assist you?
Ma'am, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. Ma'am, I got this ad on my phone saying I had one iPhone 13, seeing $2 for shipping and handling. And I sent them the $2 now. They took $89 and some 99 cents off my credit card. And I'm trying to see about the iPhone or about my money or something.
Okay. What's your zip code?
33843.
And your name?
My name is Wilson Shepherd.
Could you spell the first name?
V-I-N-C-E-N-T. Shepherd, S-H-E-P-P-A-R-D.
When were you charged?
The third, ma'am. The third this month.
Third of this month.
Put with my credit card. I paid $2,000. He said $2. I paid $2. Then $89.99 come and missing on my credit card to the same place.
Okay. What's the last four of the card that you used?
That's from the card I used.
Yes.
Give me a minute, man. Let me give a credit card, man.
Okay.
I said, what kind of scam is this? Because people was telling me not to do that because it's just a scam, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And but they kept sending me the ad. They kept sending me the ad. So I said, it can't be no scam. That way they don't did it. Man, I did it, man. They took $89 for my money. No, that's a boy. Well, you know what, the ma'am? Let me see. They got their car. They might get a car to the bank. But people were telling me, I said, get rid of the car. Okay, I don't have it. I don't have it, man. Let me see. Okay, I don't have a car, man. I deleted the car. One time before, I had the same problem. Well, I'd be all the stuff on the internet, and I don't know what I'd be doing. They'd be taking my money, man. So a credit card, if somebody else did it like that, they would take $100-something from me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let me try to find, because it didn't come up in the system. So I'm trying to see if I can find your information some kind of way.
Yeah, I was so kind of mad about it. I said, ain't right. I'm disabled, man. I ain't looking for nobody to take my money.
You got a order number?
The order number, ma'am, I got this poster that said tracking number. The poster, you know, U.S. Postal Service said tracking number. Order number. The number I got is 040392. I'm trying to find out, and since then, the thing, you know what I mean? We're putting in a check and see where it's at. It's still sort of the same thing. Pay shipping fee. That's why I pay the shipping fee, so why didn't you send me nothing else?
Mm. All right, and you found our number on the bank statement?
Ma'am?
You found our number on a bank statement?
No. I paid for it with my credit card.
I'm saying, so how did you get our number? Was it on your bank statement?
No. I'm just looking around, understanding monies, and contact us down at the in Little Right, and that's the message that number. Miss contact us at.
Okay, so when you can get in contact with your bank and have them to give you the merchant number, the seller's number off of the transaction, because nothing came up in the system for you, so this may be the wrong customer service line.
Yeah, well, the bank would know that, ma'am. I mean, I just said my telephone, ma'am.
They definitely do, ma'am. I'm sorry, they definitely do, sir. They have all the information. If they go next to the transaction, they can tell you the time, where the seller is located, as well as the number.
Okay, so then I just go to the bank and get that statement.
You don't have to actually go to the bank. You can call them and get the number, the phone number for the company that charged you.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you know, the thing I'm seeing, ain't no phone number on the one I got. It just say, yeah, one iPhone 13, $1,300, and pay shipping and handling $2, and I did that. And I did that, ma'am, and didn't tell me I took $89 of my money. Back when I took the $2. They took $2 for it, they took $89.99 for my credit card. And I ain't believe it that. Uh-huh. So I get a pill out tomorrow. And then, you know, I see what it said on there. And I will be trying to get in touch contact with them, man, because that ain't right. That's $9. I'm just saying, I ain't even going to take my money.
I understand.
Yeah, ma'am. I mean, you know, I wouldn't treat nobody like that, ma'am. If there's something on the phone, okay, it's different. But it's still not. Ain't nothing changed since that's been 5 days ago. It's still saying the same thing, you know?
Yeah.
Then $2 shipping and handling. I see they said your phone will be here in 2 days or something. They ain't saying nothing about that. So I get to the bottom of it now. Thank you very much.
Yeah, like I said, your bank can't actually give you the number, a number you can call.
Yeah, they sure can, because they did that last time, too, and the other people took my money.
Yeah.
And then they take the money, then they ain't going to reimburse you your money. Man, y'all ain't never been a ripoff, you know? Like I told that man, you was a sorry SOB for taking a person's disabled money, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I got to take on the third, I'll be broke on the third. You going to take $100,000 of my money? Come on, man. That ain't right.
Yeah,
okay,
so that way you can get it settled.
Okay, ma'am, I totally appreciate your time. Thank you.
No problem, and thank you for calling customer service.
Mm-hmm. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.